Why should you be striving to become union is the next question. If you intend to work as a professional talent in film, television, voiceover, corporate industrial work, as well as local and national caliber commercial work, then you should be striving to become a union talent. And the reason being, even non-union work rates are loosely based on scale, the lowest rate you can possibly be compensated within the union. Striving to become union is about a proper pay rate and appropriate benefits such as health, vision, dental, and proper pension and working conditions. And Sean, it only takes, how much do you have to make in a single year to get health, dental, you know, and vision and what have you?
Well, yeah. So before I answer that, just why should you be striving to become union?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah, again, that's everything that you just said is correct. But I think the word union, we just have to understand again what that even means, because, you know, why should you strive to be united with other artists who work at a professional level? I mean, that's really what we're asking. We're not saying, you know, should you get a Ralph's card or something? When's the right time to? It's like, you know, I remember when I actually got my eligibility and I plopped down my money and I felt like I was part of the community of the best artists in the world that I had grown up watching on TV and in film and listening to on the radio and whatever. It's like, now I'm one of them. They're a union brother or sister of mine. And that felt really special. And so, you know, to me, why you should be striving to become part of the artistic union of the best professionals in the world is because all of those professionals have worked really hard to create an environment where we can do this as a career and where we can have the dignity and respect of having, you know, retirement benefits and being able to take our kid or ourselves to the hospital or the doctor to have, you know, safe conditions on set so we can continue to do this. And so all of these things, you know, we can ask for whatever we want. We just have to negotiate for it. So it's this careful balancing act, but I certainly think if you're out there as a non-union performer, then it's just you. It's you and your attorney and your, you know, whatever time you've got to try to enforce whatever you were able to individually negotiate with a producer or employer. But when you're part of the union, we've got a battery of staff that are ready to support us in every way, shape, or form. We've got shared resources up the yin-yang in terms of, you know, the foundation, the motion picture TV fund, the actors fund, the credit unions, the conservatory. We have 32 committees that are all actors and performers working to do cool things in the community. So it's really, do you want to go at this industry alone, isolated with your friendship group or whatever you've been able to pull together? Or do you want to have an automatic built-in family and staff working on your behalf? So that to me is a very powerful value proposition.